Hi everyone, I'm Sean Randall. My last review from main menu was of a plugin for Winamp, which allowed it to interact with the chatting client MIRC. Again, I'm reviewing a chatting program today, but this time it's voice chat, and it's freeware. It's called Ventrilo, and it's very good with screen reading software actually, but we are writing scripts for it for JAWS for Windows, and you'll see those in action because I've got them on my system as I'm helping write them. So, firstly, I'm going to show you how to set up a user account and a server and everything with Ventrilo. Then I'm going to show you all the settings and how you can set it up to best work with your kind of internet connection, etc. And finally, we're going to connect to a server, or try to connect to a server, and have a little chat. Now, I've slowed down my speech. I'm going to be using Eloquence, because it comes through best with my sound card, apparently. And I've slowed it down so everybody should be able to understand it. I'll just load up the program, and we will see how it works. By the way, you can download this program from http://www.ventrilo.com. Ventrilo is spelled V-E-N-T-R-I-L-O. Here we go.
To see the JAWS help for Ventrilo, press insert plus H. Scripts release 1.0. Hello, Ventrilo dialog. Username combo box.
Now it gave me information about the scripts release being version 1.0 and to get the help file press so and so a key. And the first thing I'm in is the
username combo box.
The username combo box where you can select a user. So if you have friends or family who wish to use the Ventrilo, they can select their name from this box and use all their settings, etc., without you having to do anything. Now I'm going to add a user by going to the
user configuration button.
User configuration button. I press the spacebar on that.
Set up user dialog. Select new button.
I select new.
Set up user dialog. Select set up new user dialog. Name. Name edit.
Name. I'm going to type Sean.
Name edit, Sean R.
Sean R, thank you.
Ventrilo dialog, set up user dialog, select new button.
I'm going to tab.
Clone button. Delete button.
The clone button allows you to make a copy, and the delete button allows you to delete the user.
Phonetic edit.
Phonetic. Now, phonetic is when a text-to-speech system is being used, so I'll just type it again. Sean. I'll put a space this time, so it will say it definitely correctly. Sean R.
Play button.
If I press play, nothing happens because I haven't selected a voice yet in the options, but you get the general idea of phonetic spelling later on.
Description edit.
Description. I won't put a description in because I know who I am. I hope most of you do as well.
Work your edit.
Work directory. Leave it unspecified and it will default to the default.
Question mark button.
The question mark button, I think it allows you to select a work directory. But as we're not putting one in, we don't need to.
OK button.
And the OK button.
User configuration.
Voila. If I shift tab.
Username combo box. Sean R. Dash.
Sean R. I'm there. Fantastic. I'm going to tab
user
to the
server combo box.
Server, and there's none there. So again,
connection editor. Dot dot button.
Connection editor.
Connection editor dialog. Select new button.
I select new.
Connection editor dialog. Select set up new server dialog. Name. Name edit.
Now this is not the address of the server. It's just a name, so that you can identify the server. So I'm just going to type in here default because I'm only going to be using one.
Ventrilo dialog. Connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP edit.
Hostname or IP address. Now I'll let you see what I'm typing for this.
Characters, words, both characters and
both
words.
Both characters and words, so you can hear exactly what I'm typing. And I will type
A N D R E
A N D R E
L O U I S Andre Louis
Andre Louis dot
D N S
two
G O
go
D N S two go period
dot
C O M
com. So that's
com hostname or IP edit Andre Louis D N S two go com.
And that's spelled A N D R E L-O-U-I-S dot dns2go.com. I'll turn off
characters.
Keyboard
Norfolk
echo.
None.
And
port number edit 3784.
The port number 3784 is standard. I'll leave it there.
Password edit.
I'm not going to enter a password because this is a public server.
Default channel edit.
Default channel. I'm going to leave it alone.
OK button.
And
connect.
Voila. A second time. We're done.
Server combo box. Default.
Default. Now I'm going to press Alt and S.
Setup. Setup dialog. Voice page. Enable outgoing voice communications. Checkbox checked.
And this is where the stuff really gets into its element with setting up all these settings. And there are a lot of them. So, the first tab is the voice. And the first box is
enable outgoing voice communications. Checkbox checked.
Of course, if you turn it off,
not checked.
You can't speak. Turn it on.
Checked.
You can. Quite simple.
Use push to talk hotkey. Checkbox not checked.
There are two forms of speaking. There's the push to talk method. And there's the sensitivity method. Sensitivity, of course, is automatic, and when you start speaking, it will transmit. Push to talk, on the other hand, simply does that. You push, you talk. I'm going to check this box, and we're going to get an error message.
Setup dialog, voice page, Ventrilo dialog, Windows 95, 98. The users will need to enable the apostrophe use direct input option for push to talk to function properly. OK button.
I won't explain this because it's covered in the help file. But basically, you can leave it checked. It won't hurt.
Ventrilo dialog, setup dialog, voice page, use push to talk hotkey checkbox checked.
OK, I'll tap again.
Use direct input to detect hotkey checkbox checked.
Now it said we'll need to enable this and it's already checked, so I'll pass over it.
Play key clicks checkbox checked.
I'll leave this on, key clicks. When you press a key to talk, you hear a click and you speak and then you release the key and you hear another click to tell you to stop speaking. And I want to hear them, so I'll leave it there.
Hotkey edit.
Hotkey. Now, this is where it gets a bit difficult, I'm afraid. Because if I press tab and then read this box.
Hotkey edit tab, type and text.
It's assigned the tab key as my hotkey, which I do not want. So I'm going to activate my JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor.
And root my JAWS cursor to my PC cursor.
Root JAWS to PC. Icon.
And arrow down 3 times.
Silenced volume sensitivity 60.
And I'm going to move to the number 60.
Home. 60. I beam.
And the reason I did that, I'll explain,
PC cursor.
Is that when you move through a dialog box, you don't move down it like you would read a document. You tab between these boxes. And these boxes have text, and text can cover more than one line, so I had to move down 3 lines there. So in the general layout, we've got the sensitivity box, which is to the right of the hotkey box. But I can't tab because of that hotkey box. So I'll press the right control, which I want for my hotkey.
Hotkey edit for control.
R control, which is fine, and I'll click the left mouse button.
Left mouse button, sensitivity edit, 60.
Now, this is the sensitivity box. When you disable push to talk, this comes into effect, and I'm going to turn
selected
the number
60.
Down to about 10, because I'm like that. And I'm not going to shout at people, so as soon as I speak, it'll pick me up at 10.
Monitor button.
The monitor button is visual, as I understand it, and it gives you a visual representation of how you sound.
Test button.
The test button gives you an oral one. I'm going to turn off my speech,
error,
because I have
synthesizer.
A problem with my sound card. And turn off my speech, press the test button, and speak. Hello, this is a test. Hello, this is a test. Fantastic, I'll turn my speech back on.
Bandwidth, list box, not selected, begin.
This box is automatically setting your sensitivity for you. I don't use it because I'm happy it set my sensitivity at 10.
Outbound amplify up-down slider, 50%.
Outbound amplify. When you speak, this determines how loud you will sound to other people. I'm going to turn mine up.
70%.
Because I have a fairly quiet microphone. It's up to 70% now.
Inbound amplify up-down slider, 50%.
This is the reverse and how loud people are amplified by me. I'm going to leave it at 50. And if I need to adjust it, I can always come back and do it again.
Output device combo box, default wave mapper.
Output device, I want to set that to my sound card, obviously.
SB Live wave device.
There we go, SB Live wave device. Now the beauty of this is if you... I arrow down again.
Game compatible device. Voice modem wave 00 line.
I've got all the compatible sound cards on my system, so if you've got more than one, you can change it so easily. It's laughable. So you can have different sound cards for all these music or audio described books or films or whatever you want to play, or even just your microphone. Whatever sound card you want to use, it's going to be in this list.
Input device combo box, default wave mapper.
Input device, this is the opposite of course.
SB Live wave device.
That lets you speak in, and the output device determines which sound card it comes out of, which is very handy.
Mixer combo box, none.
Mixer.
SB Live wave device.
Again, my sound card.
MUX combo box, record control.
MUX is record control. According to the help file, that's a good thing. And who am I to disagree with the help file, so I'll tab on.
Line combo box, what you hear.
Now it's set to what you hear, and that's because I'm recording this review, and if it was set to microphone, you wouldn't hear my speech, which is perhaps a bad thing. So I'll carry on tabbing.
Silence time combo box, 3.0
seconds. 3.0
seconds.
I don't understand this box. I don't know what it does, because this is a new version of Ventrilo. If I press get version.
Ventrilo application version 2.1.0.0.
Version 2.1.0.0. Now, previously I was using 1.6. And this is a new setting, so I haven't explored it, so I can't tell you what it does. I'm going to leave it on its own.
OK button.
And that's the OK button.
Cancel button. Help button. Voice tab.
And the next tab across is
Events tab.
Events. This is the important one.
Events page. You connect the server. You connect the server combo box. Wave file.
Here you can assign events to various actions. So, when I connect to a server, what do I want to hear?
Wave file. 2, 3. Nothing.
Or
text to speech.
But I'm going to use a wave file.
Wave file.
Because when I connect, I know it's me, and therefore I don't need text-to-speech to tell me who I am. Because as I previously said, I know who I am.
You disconnect from server combo box, wave file.
Again, wave file, thank you very much.
Users connect to server combo box custom wave.
Users connect to server. I want to know who they are, so...
Text to speech.
Text to speech will suit me fine.
Users disconnect from server combo box custom wave.
Like, why if I don't want to be talking to Simi?
Text to speech.
Text to speech.
Comments combo box wave file.
Comments. Text-to-speech, because when a comment is made, I like to know what it says.
You switch channels combo box, text-to-speech.
Yes, I'll leave that for text-to-speech. These are all pretty self-explanatory, actually, so I'm just going over them quickly.
User switch channels combo box, text-to-speech.
Yep, that's
toggle
fine.
Mute sound combo box, wave file.
Mute sound, when you turn your sound on or off, for you to be notified, wave file, that is bad.
Text-to-speech.
Text-to-speech, I'm happy with that.
Toggle mute microphone combo box, wave file.
This is, of course, the opposite. When you mute your microphone,
text-to-speech.
Yep.
Toggle binds combo box, text-to-speech.
Now, what is a bind? You may be asking yourself. Well, a bind is assigning a keystroke to an action. Now, people use binds to move to two different channels and things like that. I'm going to leave text-to-speech. Because it's what I'm comfortable with.
Switch bindings combo.
Switch bindings, I move on.
Text-to-speech
as well. I'm not going to cover bindings because you don't need to use them, and they're covered in the help file.
Ventrilo event text file button.
This is where the text file is stored, and if I tab again...
You disconnect from server edit, C, /windows/application/data/default/vet.
This is where my default settings file is stored, and I'm happy with it because I'm not the sort of person who tampers with things like that. Well, I am, but for the sakes of this demonstration, I'm not.
Okay, button.
That's the end of that tab.
Cancel, help, events tab.
Next, across we have...
Binds tab.
Binds, which I'm ignoring, as I said, because they're in the help file.
Speech tab.
Speech. This is a nice one.
Speech page. Value 100, 050, 100. Play text-to-speech messages sent by other users. Checkbox checked.
Play text-to-speech messages sent by other users. Leave it on. It's very useful.
Voice combo box. Default.
Ah, now please select the voice.
Open list box. Like default. LH Michael.
LH Michael.
LH Michelle.
LH Michelle.
Microsoft Mary.
I like Mary. I think Mary's... Well, she's not as good as Eloquence, in my opinion, but she's bae.
Rate value up down slider 50%.
Turn the speed up a little.
70%.
75. 80.
Say 80%. Volume up down slider 100%.
Volume, leave it at 100 for now.
Output device combo box default wave mapper.
And again, this is the brilliant thing. You can have a different output device just for text to speech messages. This is fantastic.
SB Live wave device.
I've only got one sound card, unfortunately.
Okay button. Cancel button.
That's the end
help
of that tab.
Speech.
Next up we have
network tab.
Network.
Network page. Auto reconnect. Enable auto reconnect. Checkbox checked.
So in other words, when somebody throws you out, do you want to come back on your own? Yep, I'll leave it on because I'm a persistent kind of person.
Auto reconnect delay in seconds before reconnect edit. 5.
Leave it at 5 seconds because I'm not in any particular rush.
Auto reconnect. Reconnect attempts edit. 5.
Make 5 attempts. That's fine.
Auto reconnect. Restore last active channel. Checkbox checked.
Yes, if you want to go back to the channel you were in, leave this box checked.
Number of packets to buffer when voice stream starts combo box. 4.
Now I'm on a dial-up and I've got a particularly bad dial-up connection, so I'm going to open this box.
Open list box.
I set it to
31,
which is the maximum. Buffering means to keep something in memory. So if you want to buffer an audio stream to keep some of that stream in memory, so if it breaks up or anything, you have something to fall back on.
Number of packets to buffer when voice stream
when
is interrupted.
Voice stream
combo
is interrupted. I'm going to do
31.
The same.
OK button.
And
cancel button. Help
that's
button.
That
network
tab down.
Tab.
The final tab.
Missed tab.
Yes, I think it's the final tab. It's miscellaneous.
Missed page. Minimize the system tray. Checkbox not checked.
Minimize the system tray. When you press the minimize button, where do you want the program to go? I do.
Checked.
System tray. I love my system tray. It's very full, by the way. So I'll turn that on. I tab.
Silent land comments. Checkbox not checked.
Now comments. I might not explain this because I'm going at a pretty fast pace. I hope you can keep up alright. Comments go by the side of users' names. Now, a blank comment is where somebody takes a comment away and leaves nothing. I'm going to turn it on because I don't want to hear empty comments because when people turn the comments off, you don't want to know.
Silent connections when in the channel. Checkbox not checked.
Silent connections when in the channel. If you're in the channel, do you want to know if somebody's connected? I do.
Auto-expand all channels when connecting. Checkbox checked.
Auto-expand all channels when connecting. You can have channels in channels. It's like if you had, for example, a gaming channel, then you could have different channels for text-based games, audio-based games, etc. I'm going to leave this checked.
OK button.
And that
cancel button
is the end.
Help. Missed tab.
I think it's the end.
Voice tab.
Back to the voice tab. Yes, it's the end of the dialog box.
Setup.
Fantastic. That was quick, wasn't it? That was really quick. But I was going pretty fast. So if there's anything you didn't understand, you can always email me. I'm always emailable. Now the next thing we're going to show you is the actual connection bit. And to do that, I
connect button.
Shift tab to the connect button. I turn off my speech as previously specified because of my sound card, and I press the button. And nothing seems to happen. There we go. There we go, I'm connected.
Mute off.
My synthesizer's back on, and I try and see who...
323 view.
Who's on here.
And then someone can write to you from the same conversation, and it brings it all back up, doesn't it?
Oh, that's Andre. That's Andre. Should we talk to somebody?
Yeah, huh? And it does other amazing things as well.
And that's Nick.
Connect.
You can even...
That is Nick. This is very high quality speech, by the way. It's 44,000... I think it's 44,200 KHz. I'm not sure, but, you know, it's pretty good quality. 16-bit audio.
Insert to your message to...
That's Nick. He's breaking up a lot for some reason. I've told you I've got a very bad dial-up, and all this buffering isn't helping. So when he finishes speaking, I'll try and get a word in edgeways.
Nick
is speaking at the moment. He's still speaking, even though he's not, theoretically speaking. See, that makes sense. Okay, let's try and say something.
To your friend, I mean,
the
winner title of this...
Yeah, this is really bad, actually. I think I just have to speak over the top of him. Alright, guys, I'm recording this review from Main Menu, so if you want to say hello for about the fourth time, you can. I've recorded this review about four times, actually, to get it right. I wanted to match speed with detail, so that's why I've been doing it over.
Song, playing song and stuff, yeah, the way messages, all these things. It's...
Nick is still speaking.
Sean R.
Good.
Sean R, I was the last person to press my control key, though. My hotkey to speak.
Internet King has connected.
Internet King has connected.
Oh, so you got it already. Internet you
King.
Have it.
Now that was Microsoft text-to-speech. I'll have Microsoft Mary butting in there. As she does.
No, actually, I don't run it, but I know of it, for sure.
No, they're still talking away. It looks like they're ignoring me. Isn't that polite? Oh, well. I can show you the rest of these settings while I'm at it.
Bindings combo box, none. Bindings configuration button.
These bindings, as I told you about, we're skipping them, alright?
Disconnect button.
If you want it, I can send you the URL.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Comment, dot button.
The comment button allows you to make a comment. I told you what comments were before.
Chat, dot button,
the
alt plus C.
Is for text chatting. Very nice.
Setup, dot button, alt plus S.
Setup is... The setup.
Oh, I've got a file on your server. Just have to install it.
We've just done that.
About, dot button, alt plus A.
About gives you the information.
Close button, alt plus X.
Close closes the program.
Help button, F1.
Help gives you the program's help.
Mute sound checkbox not checked.
I'm going to turn this on.
Check.
So we don't get interrupted when everybody's speaking, as we have been. I'm going to carry on.
Mute microphone binds checkbox not checked, alt plus B.
Now, if you check this.
Check.
And you try and speak. And you push a key, nothing happens. Because you've turned the microphone off.
Not checked.
I'll turn it back on, though.
Synchronous checkbox not checked, alt plus N.
Synchronize. When you get text-to-speech messages, they tend to overlap each other and come all at once. If you check this box,
checked.
They come one after another, which is useful unless you're very clever.
Key forwarding checkbox not checked,
key forwarding, if you were using the alt key as your hotkey, for example, and you were in Microsoft Word, do you want the alt key to also activate the menu bar? Turn this on if you do,
checked.
Or off if you don't.
Not checked. 323 view.
And this is the tree view of users. I'll show you this.
Andre Lewis Ventrilo server welcome. Avoid using speakers where possible, please. Andre Lewis Ventrilo.
Avoid using speakers where possible.
Andre
please.
Lewis Ventrilo server welcome.
It's repeating because there are people doing things. Right, go down.
Gilder
is a user. I think he's a user.
Talking.
Yep, he's talking at the moment.
Internet King.
Internet King is
silent.
Silent.
Nick
is
talking.
Talking.
Orange
is
silent.
Silent. The point is we can't hear them because I've turned the sound off.
Sean R. Silent.
I'm silent. Which is not often. Anyway.
Anja's place open.
Now, Anja's place.
Graphic 997.
It's a graphic.
Screen refresh.
It's not reading Anja's it to
graphic
me. But anyway, it means channel. This is a channel. If I actually unmute the sound. Hang on, let me turn the sound.
Enter.
Mute off.
Anja's place closed.
Is it mute off? Do I know? Hang on.
Help.
This is a problem, I suppose, with keystrokes.
Comment.
They're not off very reliable at times.
Help button. Mute sound checkbox checked. Not checked.
There we are, it's unmuted. Unmuted. If I move to the tree view now.
3, 2,
some
widgets closed.
Old.
On this place. I'm going to move to the channel.
The server with an automatic update.
I press shift and enter.
Now I'm on this place channel.
Yeah. I'm in Anja's channel now and it's quiet because the only people in here are...
Level 1, Sean R.
Sean R.
Anja's laptop room open.
And this is another room. Is the graphic labelled?
Nick has to run the channel.
No, it's not labelled. But that's because I'm recording and these scripts are still being tested, so things have to be worked out, but that doesn't really matter.
Level 2, Anja's laptop.
Anja's laptop is
Anja's laptop, silent.
A user in
Nick. Level 1, Anja's laptop room opens.
In Anja's laptop room. Rooms are nested, as you see.
Level 0, private 1.
I'm going to show you.
Private 2, private, somewhere else. S. Randall's Welsh Club.
Now, the club.
S. Randall's Welsh.
I'm going to try and move to this channel.
Channel password dialogue.
Enter. And it requires a password. If I enter the wrong one.
323 view. S. Randall's Welsh Club. Alt plus L. Ventrilo dialogue. Switch channels failed. Probably a bad or missing password. OK button.
OK, so that didn't work. It didn't let me in because I didn't know the password.
Channel.
I'm going to enter the right one, though, because I made the channel.
Now S. Randall's Welsh Club channel.
And I'm in. And nobody else can get in unless they know the password. So it's great for personal meetings, personal conferences, stuff like that. And the great thing is you can have up to 50 people talking at once. And that is truly amazing by my book. I'm going to go back now to the lobby room by double-clicking on the room I was just in, which is mine.
Now in the lobby.
And I'm in the lobby. The conversation seems to have died down a bit, as it's very quiet. If I see who's talking and who's not.
Builder. Talking.
He's talking. Oh, okay. Didn't say much.
Talking.
He's still talking, but this buffering thing seems to be affecting me.
It's not officially out, no.
So builder. If I go to settings,
setup,
for example, and
event,
go to the,
speech page, value,
the
network,
network
auto reconnectors, the number
go
of
to
packets,
buffer,
zero,
and set it to
10. 9,
say if I
eight.
Set it to 8.
Number of
and the same for this one.
8.
And, okay.
Setup.
Perhaps we get less interrupts. You've got to set it, really set it to your personal personal settings. Now, it's hard to judge how loud I am compared to these chatters.
I don't think it works very well with speech. I was told it was really...
So
it works with speech? Or
I won't stay very long here. But the point is, it's very accessible. If I turn off the sound...
Everything
mute,
can
going to the
mute microphone,
mute sound
check.
Checkbox, and if I go to the chat room,
chat, I mean, chat dialogue, edit combo, edit,
who's in the
box.
Chat, oh,
edit.
No
apostrophe
one,
apostrophe, Sean R has joined the chat,
yeah, I've joined, but nobody else,
send button, apostrophe, Sean R has joined the chat, Sean R, edit combo, edit,
I tried to say hello,
miss
but I'm not sure if
enable.
It got through,
hide button, close button, send button, edit combo,
these are the comment, the controls of the chat room,
edit,
I'll type something else. Type hello again.
Send button. Apostrophe Sean R has joined the chat. Sean R.
It's not reading my messages for some reason. I don't know why.
Close button.
But I will investigate because, as I said, this is a new version. Version 2.0.
Ventrilo application version 2.1.0.
2.1.0. And there are bugs, obviously, which have to be worked out because 1.6 was slightly different. But the point being, of course, that these scripts are being developed, they're doing very well. If I give you a demonstration,
Aero, chat.
If I press into it and F8,
Ventrilo dialogue, main menu dialogue, list box, add the authors to your MSN Messenger.
And if I go to
view website,
view website,
one list box, visit Ventrilo on the web,
visit Ventrilo on the web, and visit
Ventrilo
scripts homepage, and enter on that.
Dot dot. Page has 6 links, Ventrilo scripts homepage, Ventrilo.
Ventrilo scripts homepage has come up, and that's online. If I try and get the address.
Address bar.
Which is not reading to me. But never mind, the point is that you can get to the website from the scripts. If I tab...
Ventrilo scripts homepage link, HTTP, scene rental, Ventrilo link.
If I tab through this webpage, the speech is a lot faster, so I'll be quick.
Nick Apostolidis sent mail link. Sean Randall sent mail link.
That's me. Sean Randall and Nick Apostolidis, who are writing the scripts.
MSN at your domain sent mail link.
So, we're the authors, but you'd get more on that if you download the scripts, obviously. And the point being, this program, if I exit Internet Explorer,
Ventrilo dialogue.
The point being, this program is very, very accessible. It's very good. It works. Works
chat,
for
knock
me,
knock
at
button,
least.
Alt plus C.
Set, I'm going to unmute
close, help, mute,
people.
Not checked.
And I'm going to speak. I'm going to tell Andre about... That sounded very professional, didn't it? That sounded very cool. We're still getting breakups, unfortunately. This is because it's on 44,200 KHz, the speech. You could, the server administrator could turn it down to 22,000, which would make it a lot more clearer. This new 42,000 thing is in the new version, and it's not very good for dial-up usage by the looks of things. But apart from that, we're going pretty well. The last thing I'm going to show you very quickly is how to create a channel. If I go to the tree view, and if I right click somewhere,
context menu, display sub menu,
and go down
user sub menu, miscellaneous server admin sub menu, display sub menu, user server admin channel,
channel
menu
administrator,
login,
and
create, leaving menus, setup channel, create dialog, display name, edit, I mean,
and I'm going to
word.
Set my input to words so you can hear what I'm typing. I'm going to type main menu,
main menu,
room,
room tab, phonetic name, edit.
Phonetic name. Phonetic names are how the text-to-speech synthesizer pronounces them. So if I type it as all one word, and then press
play, button,
play
space.
Main menu.
It says
space.
Main menu.
Yeah, it's a bit garbled. So
ship
if I
home,
space
main.
It out.
Main menu. Room tab.
And press play again.
Space.
Main menu.
Ship
so a bit fast.
Menu. Space. M-E-N-U. Space.
So if
U,
I
space.
Put a full stop or a comma, I put
period,
full stop
tab.
And I'll press space again.
Space.
Main menu. Room.
That's a bit better.
Tab, channel password edit.
You can have a channel password, and I'm just going to type ACB radio, capitalizing the
at radio home C A C B
A and
R A D I O.
Ah.
Tab, admin password edit.
The admin password. We just have
caps lock on.
ACB.
ACB caps lock on.
I put caps lock on then, so it would be easier. Now.
Tab, OK.
It's
button.
Quite simple. I press OK.
Space arrow.
That channel is there. I hope.
A 10 5.
That's not
tab, connect.
Oh, there we go.
Three. A builder.
It's got to be somewhere, isn't it?
Level one. Main menu room.
Main menu room. There we go. And if I press enter.
Channel password dialog.
And type in ACB radio.
Star star. Main menu room opened.
And
level one. Sean R.
Sean R. I'm in there. I turned the speech off, by the way. I turned the sound off. So that's why you didn't hear it. But I am in there, and that's basically it. I'm going to delete this room now because I think everybody knows the password, which is a bit stupid, because you can chat on here anyway without worrying which room you're in. You can change your course
levels
if you need to, but when you connect, you're in the lobby, and
context
that's fine.
Move users, channel admin, sub,
channel admin,
menu, edit, delete,
delete,
enter, leaving menus, 3-2-3 view, main menu room opens, alt plus L, on just place open.
There we are, it's gone. Sounds gone. And that's basically it. Close the program.
Close.
And we're done. That's the end of it. That's all I have to show you. Thanks for listening.